Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Because of the holiday, yeah. I panicked and I forgot what day it is. Today's Tuesday.
It doesn't it? I have no idea. I couldn't tell you. I don't know what day it is.
It's Tuesday. I legit, like, all right, time for hump day. When you feel like you've, I guess, survived 2 days in one day.
Yes.
And it's just, not exhaustion. It was a mix of high level of excitement.
Yes.
And then there's a lot of unpacking back here.
Uh-huh.
And then.
No, holiday on a Monday.
I was starving.
Yes.
So Shannon's like, just grab some food. So all of the bars and restaurants were packed, which is great. So it took a minute.
Yeah.
So we basically had like heavy apps at 4.
Uh-huh.
And that was supper. And then I went to bed early.
I had a turkey sandwich. I was like, boom.
Boom.
Yes.
That's exactly right.
Exactly.
All of those noises and then boom.
Panic. I need to eat.
But I think if you were going full on St. Patrick's Day yesterday, it was a perfect day.
Yeah.
The only complaint I have is the wind.
Yes.
And then I think the only complaint other people have are trains. Those are probably the two complaints.
Dude.
How do you not? I know it's not the job of the train. They're like, we don't care. We're doing business for our customers.
You should.
But can you make a deal on one day?
Yes.
You know that town has a parade train company.
You knew. You had to have known. And just from a safety standpoint,
yeah.
There's a ton of people. That was one of the most.
It was packed.
Well-attended parades I have seen in recent memory. And we've had some big ones. But having a nice, sunshiny, almost warm Sapanapso parade.
In the sun, it was great. In the shadow, it was a little chilly.
A little bit.
I'll tell you, though, and mental note for next year, whoever's up and listening right now, the place to stand is actually by the Alliant Tower.
Yeah.
That is a bit of a ghost town. Nobody stands down there.
It is the only spot in the parade where it wasn't wall-to-wall humans.
And from my vantage point, I believe people still are candy-loaded by there.
Yeah.
When you end up back by the Art Museum in Green Square, everybody's out of candy.
Everybody's out.
But if you want to, I think the early harvest, the easy harvest, is get down there by the, CRST building and the Alliant Tower.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we turn the corner, I'm like, there's nobody on this side of the road.
Where is everybody?
But then we turn by the Paramount, and then all of a sudden it's full again.
Yes.
It was just interesting where people have their spots for parades.
That small block. But if you are looking for, like, it was a little people-y down there for me, that's the spot to steal.
It's so people-y. When you get up right at the start of the parade.
Yeah.
We were coming off a road that was blocked.
Yes.
Like, they aren't supposed to let people stand there, but they were so packed, they had no other choice.
Yeah. It was a wild day in downtown Cedar Rapids.
It was great.
I hope everybody enjoyed it, whether you were a part of the Sapanapso Parade or you're just enjoying the Sapanapso Parade.
It's just good for our town.
That was so great to be out. Yes.
It's a good celebration.
Absolutely. And a beautiful day.
All of the
minus
above.
Minus the wind.
Yes. Hey, you know what I don't have today?
What is that?
A wind watch, wind warning, red flag, nothing.
Hey, that's nice.
For the most part, pretty much all the counties surrounding us at least have some sort of weather heads up.
Yeah.
All in the wind category. But since we're not, the gusts are going to be slightly below 25, so I think we're out of the let's warn you about it.
Oh, okay.
Right? It's still going to be a little breezy today.
After that, you'll be fine.
But if, you know, it's going to be 73.
Less than 25 mile an hour winds. You'll be fine,
guys. We're used to that after 40s and that storm that packed some 55s on Friday.
Yes.
Good to go.
This is nothing. This is like still
good
and calm.
Good to go.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very much so.
We're good to go. We're packed up. We're ready to do this. What you said Tuesday?
It is a Tuesday.
This gentle Tuesday.
Gentle Tuesday.
Brought to you by the Morning Scramble. Without the wind, it is a gentle Tuesday. And I've got some Z sleaze to take you through it. The whole Drake-Kendrick Lamar battle became legal, remember?
Yeah.
Drake suing his own label over promoting Kendrick Lamar and letting him have that song about Drake. Universal Music has to stand up for themselves. That is their shared company. And Universal Music is fighting by saying, Drake, you lost.
What an unusual position for that company to be in.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, you want them both to sell records.
I want you both to win.
Yes.
But sorry, bud. Let us be the first to tell you you lost. We'll examine.
Don't you want bad news from a friend,
yes,
right?
That's the best.
Or a parent.
The best place to get it. So we'll examine what they had to tell Drake in a court of law coming up in Z's Sleaze. And last night, scary moment at a Knicks game. Tracy Morgan was in the audience. You know, celebrities love to go watch baseball courtside. He was there at the game and left in a wheelchair. And it was a dramatic turn of events.
Did not arrive in a wheelchair,
I
presume.
Did not arrive in a wheelchair, but obviously got ill and had to be let out in a wheelchair. So
this may be this highly coincidental. We're just killing time yesterday after the parade.
Yeah.
And we popped over to Netflix and caught the first episode of John Mulaney's Live from L.A.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
It's a work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, decent. But he had a sketch with Tracy Morgan.
Oh, really?
And Tracy Morgan played a sick ruler of a country, but he did have an IV. I thought it was a prop. It probably was a prop, right?
Had to have been a prop.
This is also, that's just weirdly coincidental.
That is strange.
Okay.
That's very strange.
And it wasn't, that one wasn't live. That was from like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So let us know what happened at the basketball game.
We'll have to examine that. In Z Sleaze, we will do that. But I got to talk about business. I'm a little concerned. Forever 21 is going out of business at age 40. Forever 21 is 40. But they announced they're going out of business. And this is the second time they filed for bankruptcy in the last 6 years. But it looks like Forever 21 closing things up. It's forever's over.
I was reading some business articles about this, and it's a lot of your online retailers.
Yeah.
And the fact that, because this is pretty much all of this the clothing all comes from the same country, right?
Yes, yes, to this fast fashion.
And if you could just source it directly from China versus having to go to a store in Altoona or whatever,
yep,
and people are just getting in a home at even bargain basement prices compared to their low prices, that's not a business model. You can't stay in business that way.
Exactly. And those fast fashion competitors were able to figure out how to do things more
Faster and fashionier.
Cheaply.
Yes.
And the savings go to you. So why, I mean, there's no contest there, right? I can get the same crappy shirt for less.
Same crappy shirt. Like their last board meeting, should they just change their name to like No More 21? Right, their very last act before everyone turns the lights off.
Let's be honest, we're not 21
guys.
Anymore.
We're not even 22.
I don't know about you.
Forever closed. 21.
Oh, forever closed.
Forever 21. Forever closed.
Sad.
Closing soon near you.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
You've heard of people like, it sure is a small world. Like you run into somebody.
I've heard of this, yes.
You run into somebody at a restaurant you haven't seen for a while.
It is a small world.
Or like, wait, you're related to so-and-so?
What?
It's such a small world.
That is mind-blowing when that happens.
Has this ever happened to you? You're out to dinner with friends, and it's the obligatory hugs, great to see you, first compliment on the outfit.
Yes.
Followed by my wife.
Pockets.
Oh, close. My wife got a compliment on her shoes, and she's like, I thrifted them. I just got them from wherever.
That is the new It Has Pockets.
Crazy Daisy or something in
that,
right? The couple we're with donated the shoes.
Stop it.
How small world is that?
What?
Yes.
Oh, I sold them.
Yes.
Oh, I bought them.
Isn't that bizarre?
That's crazy.
I do wonder when I drop stuff off, whether it's Goodwill or Salvation Army, like, does it stay local?
Yes.
Or does it go to the sorting facility? And then, like, I would think they would put it in a different town.
Yes.
Right?
I always worry about that. When you donate things, who's getting them?
And the odds of running into somebody in a town of 200,000 people that have the same shirt I donated, right? I could see that being a big world after all. But when you're in a small group with people and you're really close friends and you have similar styles and shop at the same stores and go to the same thrift shops, I guess it's possible. But how weird was that?
How nice, though, to know that you have really great taste. I always worry that when I donate stuff that's I thought was cute.
It's going to get 3 stickers on it.
And somebody's like, ooh, that is not cute.
It's half price of the half price of the half price.
It's not cute, and you wore it like many times. Ooh.
That's a fashion trend that wasn't a fashion trend.
That's crazy.
Like the multicolored leather jacket days. Remember those? Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
A very specific thing.
I had that. That was crazy. That in that moment.
So she didn't want him back, though.
No, not at all.
Okay, good.
I think it was one of those. it was an impulse purchase. She liked the shoe. It was one of those, like, it was next to another pair, and they had the same size, so she bought both, and then one fit, one didn't, and ended up turning around and donating them.
Huh.
Yeah, or putting them up for some sort of consignment.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It's crazy.
That you found the OG owner.
We had dinner with the OG owner.
That's weird. That's really weird.
I know.
But how fortunate. And I was feeling very fortunate yesterday at dinner. So Irish family married into it. And part of my husband's tradition, which I never grew up with, is we have to have corned beef and cabbage.
I don't think we did anything for St. Patrick's Day in Washington, Iowa. There's no Irish contingent there.
We maybe had like green cupcakes or something.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Jelly beans.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like pre-Easter.
Yes.
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 So
yes.
It's more on the sweet side, not on the savory side.
Totally. But like my mother-in-law makes a great Irish soda bread. Like Nick has to have corned beef. So we got the corned beef. It was in the crock pot. It was cooking all day long, Eric.
Mm.
Let me tell you. It was very good. It was very, very good. So we sit down, though, and I've got 2 girls who are on spring break. And they were not excited about the traditional Irish meal.
You know what? I'm not, and I'm not surprised.
Yeah, yeah. I can see that, right? I totally understand. However, their hatred of the meal that they were served caused them to bond.
Meaning they ganged up on you, or what?
Yes! But it caused sisterly bonding. They hung out all evening after dinner.
Really?
My daughters are like, I've got a preteeny and a teen, and they are like, I'm going to my room, you know, like not big joiners. But they hung out together. They played with the dog. They went outside because it was a beautiful evening.
What happened?
I felt very lucky.
What happened?
I don't know. It must be the luck of the Irish.
Now, they were also in the parade all day,
yes.
Right? They were in the back of your dad's pickup truck.
Yes, they were.
Was there some Irish magic that maybe started in the parade and then just carried through your meal?
Because
the
all
meal
we did,
they hated.
The meal that they hated. All we did was talk about like, oh, I saw this person and this person. What did you see on your side of the truck? Like, they bonded.
They bonded?
They bonded. I feel so lucky.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
6:30 now with the morning scramble. Everybody knows when I retire, it's to the lovely community of Marion.
Absolutely.
Boy, I better live up to that statement.
You had best.
I have no other option. Do I
start preparing now?
One of the many pieces of future planning for the city of Marion, so they're like a town on the move, right? There's always progress going on in Marion, is the new Aquatic Center. And public hearing, not a hearing, I'm sorry, public comment.
Okay.
Period coming up on Thursday. Open house, basically. City of Marion's working with Water's Edge Aquatic Design. That's the consultancy, as they are getting close to picking a design for Willowwood Park, which will be home of the existing Marion pool and where the new proposed Aquatic Center is going to go. If you have any questions, Marionites and future Marionites, there's an open house Thursday.
I like that you identify as a future Marionite.
The consultant and city staff will be on hand to help educate residents and gather feedback. 3 plans will be presented based on community feedback from January. Open house, 6 to 7:30 in the community room of your Marion and my potentially future...
Our Marion.
Our Marion Public Library. Open house for the new Aquatic Center, just to learn about it, in Marion coming up on Thursday. Sports! Okay, I was giving you all of the teams and times that I had for men's and women's tournament basketball. We now know, on the women's side, where you're going to find these games. So we're going to start with the Cyclones.
Thank you.
They've got that play-in game, right?
Is that before all of the...
Yeah, it's Wednesday. It's tomorrow night.
Oh, boy, it's happening. It's
happening. Basically you got to play to play.
Okay.
So it's Princeton, Iowa State, 6 p.m., ESPNU.
Okay. There's a lot of times and
And now I'm a little worried because, like, ESPNU sounds like the smart ESPN.
Yeah.
And it feels like that gives an edge to Princeton. But.
As, because of the channel.
Yeah, you.
But we already discussed this. Just throw out an equation and they have to stop whatever they're doing and solve it.
If maybe, you know, if halftime is a poetry discussion.
Yes.
Or maybe you screen a French film beforehand, right?
Ah, there you go.
Yeah. Confuse the Princeton Tigers. Presuming things go the way we want them to, Iowa State would then move on to play Michigan in their official opening game of the tournament. That would be Friday morning at 10:30 a.m. And the University of Iowa, the Hawkeyes, who again are not playing at home. It's just kind of a weird.
I know.
We're so used to that.
Being like sixth, ranked sixth.
Yeah, seeded sixth in the tournament. So they take on Murray State. And that's an 11 o'clock tip-off on Saturday. It's like a football game.
Yeah.
On ESPN.
Okay.
And the decision in our house has not been made yet, but is it, are we going out? Are people coming over?
How are we doing this?
How are we doing this?
Yeah.
Because that's like, let's go grab a beer, go grab a burger, and go watch some Hawkeye women's basketball.
Perfect.
So that's coming up on Saturday. That is going to wrap up that part of the buzz. What's got me feeling all right? Great question.
Hey, Eric, what's got you feeling all right? I feel like I missed the
I
prompt.
Thought you'd never ask. Jeez Louise.
It feels like he wanted me to ask.
Been standing here this entire time.
Hey, Eric, what's got you feeling all right?
Funny you should bring that up. Tomorrow is, as far as we're concerned, another holiday. So we've got St. Joseph's Day, right?
That's right.
But that's like focused. Cedar Rapids is great. Check population, yes. But 319. That's all of Eastern Iowa.
It's big.
So we're taking that on. We're trying to create 319 Day. And what better day to start supporting the Buy 319 movement with the Cedar Rapids Metro Economic Alliance than during 319 Day? So Jewel Day, who's the Director of Marketing and Communications for the Economic Alliance, says an easy way for everybody to take part in the Buy 319 movement is to take advantage of the very versatile Buy 319 gift card.
You get to decide what the quantity is. You purchase this gift card, and you can use this Buy Local gift card at more than 30-plus businesses in town. So there's restaurants, there's retail, there's services, one local gift card that you can spend in many locations.
In addition, businesses are asked to take the pledge to buy local, and maybe you're doing certain office supplies from a different vendor that's out of our area.
Mm-hmm.
Could you find a local supplier internally?
There you go.
Right? That would help the buy local movement as well. Everything you need to know about this whole campaign, buy319.com. That's got us feeling all right this morning. Forecast for today, clouds increasing with a high of 73. Falling temps tomorrow. At some point, we hit a high of 62. Breezy with rain, and then a cold front is sweeping in. And that's going to bring us some snow and a little wind Wednesday night. And then on to Thursday, we've got a high of 47. Right now, we have what I would like to call a weather mystery.
What's going on?
The National Weather Service claims the weather at the Eastern Iowa Airport right now is 37 degrees. Whatever this computer in front of me reads says it's 45 degrees. That is a 9-degree swing.
That's a big one.
Who do I believe?
Hmm.
What does Claire's phone say?
Well, I love to check that just to see.
Because every once in a while, it's good to give you the Dancing Eric Hansen.
This isn't helpful. It's 40, according to my phone. Right in the middle. You know what? No, there, right in the middle.
What do I have? Eric's iPhone forecast says also 40.
All right, let's go with that.
All right, we're somewhere between 37 and 45. It's a morning scramble at Z102.9.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Super concerning night last night at the Knicks game for Tracy Morgan. It was Knicks Heat at Madison Square Garden, and Tracy Morgan was there. Apparently, at the third quarter, Tracy Morgan got sick. He vomited onto the court, also had a bloody nose. The game was halted for 10 minutes while they attended to that situation.
Yeah.
And he left in a wheelchair.
Wow.
Yeah. He had a towel in his face and could barely stand up, according to some eyewitness reports. Madison Square Garden rep said that we hope Tracy feels better soon and we look forward to seeing him back at courtside. But nothing from Tracy's people. And what in the world would cause all of that?
Now, remind me.
Yes.
Does he have a history of substance abuse?
No.
He used to be a drug dealer before he became a comedian.
Yes, comedian, but he did get hit by a car.
He had a horrible, horrible traffic accident.
Terrible accident. So there's that.
I mean, this is just, all we could do here is speculate.
Right.
Which also doesn't help.
I know that he admitted to doing Ozempic during this Ozempic craze of the last couple of years, but that's all.
That's under doctor's care, right?
Yeah, that's all I know about Tracy Morgan. I don't know what would have caused all that, but hopefully he gets some help and is feeling better soon, because that sounds like a very scary incident.
Would it be weird if it was just like bad food, right? Like food poisoning?
The bloody nose.
Well, if it's like a...
Unrelated, right? You two have two unrelated things?
If it's a very, let's just say the reversal of fortune, maybe pop something, right? That's a lot of... It's a lot of movement there.
Page two. It's too early. It's too early. Page two. Drake is suing his own label, Universal Music Group, which also represents Kendrick Lamar. And that is why he is suing Universal Music Group. He blames them for promoting Kendrick's song, Not Like Us. And that song calls Drake out as a pedophile. It's not a great move to begin with, just because he looks...
The lawsuit?
Like, yeah. He looks like a sore loser, does he not?
Yes, he does.
And now even the label is calling him that because they have to defend themselves in a court of law. So they are seeking to have the lawsuit dismissed. In a court filing, they said that he's only suing them because he lost a rap battle that he provoked and sued his own record label in a misguided attempt to salvage swoons. Even your label is tearing you down now.
They still want to represent you, though.
They still wanted to represent you. They would love for you to make some money, but...
But stop this.
You have to drop this lawsuit. You look like such a sore loser. Take it to the mic if you want to keep it going. Otherwise, you lost this round. You done, kid. You done.
I mean, if they're brothers and Universal are the parents, Universal is clearly coming out and saying, right now,
enough
Kendrick Lamar is my favorite child.
Yes.
And you are not,
foolish.
So stop fighting.
You lost.
You lost.
Sometimes you just have to admit you lost. You.
And then you know what they're going to do? They're going to sit on the edge of Drake's bed.
Yeah.
And talk about how it was a good lesson.
Hey, bud.
Sometimes
you
win. Sometimes you lose.
Yeah.
Right. We get it. We're not happy when you're not happy. But you can't come at us. It's not on us. This is between you guys.
Keep my name out your mouth.
Go shake your brother's hand and be downstairs in 5 minutes for dinner.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, did you know that sometimes scientists get to go cute and name organisms after celebrities?
Usually if it's like in the, I always see it in like space, and then they'll like Big Bang Theory, right?
Yes.
Like there's a popular TV show that also is in kind of nerd culture.
Yeah.
I've seen those before.
Sometimes it makes sense. There's a Philostata Maguire-y.
What's that?
It's a type of spider, and they named it after Tobey Maguire because he's Spider-Man. He was the OG Spider-Man.
Maguire-y?
Right? Maguire-y.
So like that Latin name that they try to teach you in school?
So it makes sense, and it's like a nod to him being Spider-Man. Sometimes it doesn't really make any sense. There's a genus of parasitic wasp called Edris. And a guy got the opportunity to name one of the species of Edris, and so he couldn't resist but adding Elba.
That makes sense.
Just to be funny.
Right. It's funny.
Yeah. Make it make sense.
Yes. Idris Elba has no wasp-like qualities that I'm aware of. Or
not
parasites,
really.
For that matter.
No, not really. But it was there. It was a joke.
Take the
opportunity.
Took a swing, you hit.
Go nerd. There is a venomous trapdoor spider.
Yeah.
Named after Angelina Jolie. Apostichus Angelina Jolie.
Wait, what was the first word?
Apostichus.
I swear you said apple stitches.
Apple stitches?
Which makes it like I want to approach that spider. Like, apple stitches. That doesn't seem too bad.
Hey, apple stitches.
And it's a venomous trapdoor spider.
It's a venomous trapdoor spider.
Named for Angelina Jolie.
And another parasitic wasp that's named for Brad Pitt.
Are they in the same territory? Are they constantly fighting? Are they like a mongoose and a cobra? always at each other. Never. All the time.
Do not put them in the same little box. They will kill each other. It is not good.
This is not pretty, folks. This is not pretty. Hey, man, it's nature.
Hey, you just got to let nature do its thing.
Science, man.
It's not good. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, your friends and neighbors. Z102.9.
All right, if you are in Cedar Rapids, clearly you're riding high on what was a awesome Sap It episode in St. Patrick's Day yesterday.
Riding high or laying a little bit low this morning.
Maybe I should.
Depending on how you celebrate
do
it.
I need to be quieter.
Shh.
Is there such a, I had a green beer yesterday.
You did?
I know it didn't taste any different, but it tasted great.
Good for you.
I said, you know, we just won.
Right? I didn't do green.
Tomorrow, for the Czech population, happy St. Joseph's Day, everybody.
Woohoo!
But as we expand beyond just the soul of Cedar Rapids, we also have to acknowledge that Wednesday is 319 Day. It is March 19th.
Inspired because you got a couple of texts. You used to be a St. Louis resident.
Yeah, so a good friend of mine is a DJ in the Chicagoland area. They were celebrating 312 Day last week, right?
Hello.
I used to live in St. Louis, and a bunch of businesses there take advantage of the 14th, which most people call Pi Day, but the area code for St. Louis is 314.
So there's space for both to be celebrated in the same day?
There are space, yes. What, you could have celebrations on top of celebrations.
Okay, right? Great. Let's have...
People have birthdays on Christmas.
319 Day,
yes,
on St. Joseph's Day.
Let's do it.
And blow this thing up. This is important to our area.
So let's include among that our Czech heritage. I'll start with that, right?
Oh, I love that.
That is something we love about our area, the National Czech and Slovak Museum and Library.
That's a national, yes, landmark, and it's right here in the 319.
We are collecting suggestions, ideas. What really makes you proud to call this part of the state specifically your part of the state? Is it one of our great natural parks, right? Or state,
yes,
parks?
Yeah.
Is it the fact that we are like the world cereal producer? That's what we're after.
Those kinds of things. Yes, it can be a certain place, a location, a landmark. It can be kind of an idea, a feeling even.
State of mind
of what it's like to be in the 319. We're gathering all of these for a very specific purpose. Our thinking is if we're going to have a new holiday, we need to have a 319 song.
I mean, think about all the music you heard yesterday.
Yep.
Right? There is Irish drinking songs and toasting songs and sad songs. Christmas time, I think they cornered the market on celebratory songs.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday has happy birthday.
Yes. And, you know, while Valentine's Day and a few others don't have a song, we're trying to get a jump on everybody. We're trying to invent a 319 song that will be performed, I would probably suspect, every 319.
I think anytime you need to make sure something sells, I think a jingle helps. And I think
great idea.
This song is going to be what is going to be the linchpin to getting 319 Day celebrated forever.
So everybody's helping us write this song. And then tomorrow it will be performed. Musician extraordinaire Lincoln Ginsburg is coming in with his guitar.
Accepted the challenge.
And we're just going to hand him a pile of things that we love.
Here's some words to inspire you as
write a song,
you
mister.
Write the song.
In an hour or less.
Yeah.
Less than an hour.
We don't have time. I want to get right to celebrating 319 Day on 319 Day.
So please help us out. We are crowdsourcing the lyrics for this song. You don't have to make it rhyme. It doesn't need to be poetic. We just need to start throwing alphabet at him, right?
Yeah.
So what about our area? What are the things our area has to offer that we should love and celebrate tomorrow on 319 Day? That's where you come in.
We need your help. You can sound off on the Z102.9 Facebook page, or as always, the phone lines here in Studio Z are open. 200-1029.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble
on Z102.9.
Happy 319 Day tomorrow. What should we be celebrating?
Corgi races.
Corgi races.
Corgi races.
Love it.
Ah, that is cool.
Let's celebrate 319 Day tomorrow. What are we going to celebrate?
The State Theater in Washington.
Hey, that's where I saw a lot of my movies as a youth.
Ooh.
That State Theater, by the way, opened in 1893 as an opera house. It is in the Guinness World Record books as the oldest continually operating movie theater in the world.
Wow.
My State Theater in Washington. Yeah.
I'm not aware of it, but that's something that's like iconic, gotta have it, must be included on our list. We're trying to create a big, growing list of the things that we love about living in our area code, because we want to take all of those words, the places, the things that are great about this area, and give them to local area musician Lincoln Ginsburg, who's going to join us tomorrow. And we're going to tell him he has to go write a song in like 40 minutes.
If words were like solid, I want to like back a dump truck up just full of words and like dump it on him. Right?
Yes.
And he's got to sort through and he's got to make things rhyme and he's got to put a song together in less than an hour with these ideas.
Yeah, maybe we give him too much. I'd rather have too much than
not. Oh, we
have
to give him way too much.
Too much rather than not enough, because maybe he can weed through things. You have to figure out how things rhyme, how they go together.
I was looking at the Z102.9 Facebook page. So you've got a couple of options. You can call us, 200-1029, or you can go to the Z Facebook page. There are some obvious. The University of Iowa.
Yes.
Hawkeye. Maybe specifically the Hawkeye football team, women's wrestling. Mm. Somebody, I don't know who posted it. I love Sturzing's potato chips.
Yes.
Out of Burlington.
You know what?
Like that is a 319 in 319.
That's a gift we gave to the world.
Yes, exactly.
Right? Yeah, that's pretty cool.
What would you flag in either your county or in your hometown for something you love about the 319? Or maybe closer to home, you're a Mercy grad.
It could also just be like, corn. Like a lot of people, we were just talking to some people from out of state and like, oh yeah, potatoes, right?
Oh, we got the Idaho thing at Disney on Ice.
We are not Idaho. We are not the potato people. We are different. We are corn. We are pigs. You know, we try to set them straight on what is this area.
Or just like a summer Iowa, a 319 night.
Yeah.
Where corn's growing. You've maybe gone to a local church festival for food, like St. Jude Sweet Corn Festival.
Was
that August?
Yeah.
Right? Or you've gone out for soft serve ice cream. Like that makes our area unique.
Those like local joints.
Yeah.
The things that are unique to our area.
The Corner Creamery. Again, going back to my hometown, right? That local ice cream place could be on your list too. We'll take it all. Doesn't have to be food specific. Nah. It could be just something your town is known for. Just something that gives you a sense of pride for being a 319-ian.
It could be that concept of Iowa nice. You know, we have a different way of approaching people, right? Pretty unique.
We are crowdsourcing all of it to throw it at Lincoln Ginsburg. He's going to write us a song tomorrow under time limit. We're not even going to give him his words until tomorrow morning when he walks in.
No, he has no idea.
You're also part of a very fun, slightly evil experiment.
Slightly.
If you think about it.
It's a fun social experiment.
Dastardly. Yes.
Dastardly. Yes, that's a good word.
Please contribute. 319 Day. That's our celebration tomorrow. And what are we bringing to the table? Well, what do we love about our area? Let us know at 200-1029.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
It was a windy day downtown Cedar Rapids, that's for sure.
Oh my goodness. Had some balloons, and I think we... We ended the parade with two.
Started with probably 100.
Yes. They either blew away or popped in that wind.
Tip of the Irish cap to everybody who took part in the 50th celebration of Sapodapaso in downtown Cedar Rapids. A great tradition. Great to see first day of spring break. The streets were packed. I was, popped over to a restaurant to get some food on the way home on the northeast side. And even those bars and restaurants were packed, which is just, it's a good day for everybody, right?
It is. It's great. It's exciting. But what we were after was hardware.
We were. We want some hardware. So last year, our Hey Baby entry, which was the Z102.9 marching band with parade marshal Charlotte the Morning Scramble Blue, our namesake baby.
We thought, let's go with the cuteness vote.
Yes.
We'll get some babies to be a part of our marching band entry.
And last year, we won an award for that. Which was the award last year?
Actually, it was the Jim Glenn Memorial Award for most entertaining.
Okay. So there's a bar that's been set. And because I believe they have like decoration, and I'm pretty sure they even have like a music award for best use of music.
Yeah.
So remember yesterday, I believe it was the largest ever marching band we ever had in a parade.
Oh boy, yeah. Thank you to everybody, by the way, because we threw out a call for volunteers.
We had four sousaphones. We had a complete woodwind section.
Did we have 76 trombones in the big parade?
75.
Okay.
So close.
That was so close.
Then we had two of our station vehicles. Then your dad was driving the family pickup.
Yep.
And then we were hauling Wild Nept.
We had a trailer of Wild Nept behind us, which was a very unique float celebrating the retirement of their lead singer, Wes.
So as you can see, there was a theme. A lot of work went into this thing. The band was playing When I'm 64 and the fight song back and forth. We always give the judges a little treat at the judges stand by giving them the beer song.
Even when they tell us to keep moving.
You're not supposed to stop.
It's a tradition.
But you know when you're supposed to break the rules? You break the rules when you think it's going to score you some hardware. Guess what?
Woo!
It's a two-peat.
Guess who's coming back home?
What's his name?
Jim Glenn.
The Jim Glenn. What's it called?
Memorial. Award.
Award.
For most entertaining float in the 50th Sippin' Episode Parade.
It lived in our front lobby for a year, and they took it away about a week ago because they got to give it to somebody else. No, they don't. It's coming home, baby.
Hey, good to see you again.
So not only will we celebrate the fact that parade is back where it belongs, also we get to go to that little parade or the award ceremony, right? So they announce them after the parade.
Yeah.
But then there's the pickup day. And that's when you and I go and kind of hang out and rub some green elbows with people. Right?
Nope.
That was that thing?
It's going to be delivered to us.
Ah, dang it.
It's on its way over.
Oh. Will they bring some goodies and food? I thought... What was that one time you and I went and picked it up? What was that?
That was just the one time.
That was just the one time?
One time we did that.
I thought they did that every year. We never go to the awards announcements, but I thought then they have like this side thing, like everybody picks up their trophy. That was a one and done?
That was that. But we did it.
Yay. Now I'm happy disappointed.
It'll be here tomorrow.
I think. Okay. Okay.
You know what'll put your mind at ease?
It's better.
When you see the trophy.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
Hey, do you want to celebrate 319 Day tomorrow?
Yes, I do.
What are we celebrating?
Dairy Mart, Ainsworth, Iowa.
Heck yeah!
Dairy Mart.
Oh, you're Dairy a person Mart. After my own heart.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. I would meet that person there in a heartbeat. There's something about rural ice cream places that
are... It tastes better.
It does. What's the secret? Okay, tomorrow we celebrate 319 Day. How are you going to celebrate, or what are you celebrating?
Snake Alley in Burlington.
Snake Alley.
That
is a classic location that nobody else has but 319. That's a great example. Thank you so much.
You bet.
All right, let's celebrate 319 Day. What's something the world needs to know about?
I love Nubo. Small business incubators are not all that common.
Yeah.
And so for us to have one in Cedar Rapids is not only amazing for our community members, you know, people who want to start small businesses, but it's an amazing resource for us to be able to buy local and know where that is and to have all of that in one place.
Is that a win-win-win, five wins?
That's a lot of winning.
There's absolutely no losing, that's for
there's
sure.
There's no losing, hey! That's right. All right, Nubo's on the list. Thank you so much. Happy 319 Day.
Yeah, you too.
Bye-bye. All right, we are rallying community pride for tomorrow, which Claire and I have noticed for the many years we've been doing this show. 319 just sits on the calendar 2 days after St. Patrick's Day, clearly St. Joseph's Day, and we are embracing the Czech community like no other. But we want to build that plus celebrate on top of celebrate on top of celebrate. What brings you pride about living, working, recreation in the 319 area code? And we don't quite know how to start a holiday, so we're just going to go the Christmas route. We're going to create a song, right? Let's do a 319 song tomorrow. We've got local musician Lincoln Ginsburg coming in. He's bringing a guitar. We're going to give him all of your suggestions for what we love about the area. We're going to give him an hour, and he's going to have a song ready to go. Help us add to that song. What do you love about the 319? Let us know at 200-1029.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at kzia.com.
Okay, have a good day.